when we had to evacuate, they was sending us to the bridge. Then I saw these kids, like, they couldn't swim or anything. The water was getting up to their knees and stuff, and they just hollering and crying. And I was like, oh, these kids are gonna drown. So I went over there and grabbed them buckets they used to, like, float on the water, and I put them in there, and, like, one at a time, because I couldn't get them both. And I swam them up to the bridge and until they can find their parents. And when they did, I went to go look for my aunt. And when I finally found her, she was like, go back, go to her house. I was in that house for 3 days, I would say. That night when I went to my aunt's house, I had a feeling someone was gonna break in because they're breaking in all these other houses. And they do this every hurricane. So I just tied up some doors, locked some of them, and moved the dressers and things around and moved them by the windows so no one can get in the windows because someone already tried to break in through the window. And then I put tacks on the floors and went in the front room and locked the door and went under the sofa and fell asleep. When I woke up, I heard someone hollering, and the tacks I put on the floor was no longer on the floor. It was in someone's foot. And so when I heard the man howling, I was nervous at first. So I stood there for a while, see what he was doing. And when I finally saw what he was doing, like, he was just looking for stuff to steal, which he couldn't find much. And when he finally left, I left. Well, that's when I went to look for food, and I fainted.